Craziness, depression. Can't this be over now? Anybody ever had that experience during the holiday season? Not very many of you. Come on now, get honest. But what if the statement, love is the answer, is true? Whatever's going on, love is the answer. What if that's true? What would love look like in the midst? My intention for today is for us to experience, have an experience of love in the midst. Okay? To explore a little bit holiday chaos, which you may or may not have present in your life anymore. But to know that love is the answer in that world and the rest of the year as well. And I'd like you to leave with just a simple practice for remembering love as the answer and being able to return to that over and over and over again. Just because it'll be messy later. You should have received a couple cards on your chairs and a couple of hearts. Just have those and a pen handy. You won't need them yet by any means. Okay? So if love is the answer, whatever the question, then what is love? How do you experience love? Anybody? What is love?
Yeah, Clarissa. Friendship?
Friendship. Who else?
Little children. Boys.
Little children, especially boys. Okay, girls too. Come on. Cindy.
Total acceptance.
Love is total acceptance.
Mm-hmm. Warmth and consideration.
Warmth and consideration. Fancy.
Moms.
Moms.
Moms. All moms.
Oh.
And dads.
What is love? So moms, all moms.
And dads.
And dads.
And God's creatures. All of God's creatures.
All God's creatures. From a woman who knows God's creatures. Thanks, Diane.
Come my in. Husband bossing me around to take my vitamins and make me feel better.
Listen to this. My husband bossing me around, making me take my vitamins, and I feel better. That is love to me. Yeah.
Understanding.
Understanding. Scott.
Like a random message. Like what seemingly random message. Like when the problem is, or the question, which is usually a problem, is big and hairy and scary, then all of a sudden I'll turn around the corner and boop, there's a clue. And it usually says, Scott, back off.
So love is the random message that just appears around the corner when you've probably been connected with problem, challenge,
struggle. Yeah.
And love is that random message, intuition, divine guidance. Thank you. Yeah.
I believe that love is grace, and grace is seeing everyone innocent because we're all on our journey.
Love is grace, and grace is seeing everyone innocent, like the children we started with, for we're all on a journey. Thank you. Yeah.
Random acts of kindness. Brief story. I don't know. You may have seen this on the TV this morning, but the millionaire that gives away $100,000 in $100 bills every year at Christmas time. Mm-hmm. Well, this year he deputized 50 police officers to randomly stop the people, and they targeted cars that they expected people needed the money. So they had a lot of body cameras out and shot people's reactions when they got pulled over and handed a $100 bill, Merry Christmas. And they said they had a lot of damaged body cameras because people were hugging.
Love is generosity. Love is creativity. Love is resources in the flow.
And the policemen were just so... felt such love, something they don't always get when they pull people over.
Yeah, funny how that works. Isn't that interesting, though? I don't know if the millionaire had that thought in mind, but his creativity allowed for love to be received, where love is usually the last thing. Thank you for sharing that story. Yeah.
I think love is, Scripture tells us Christ in you, your hope for glory. Mm-hmm. It says you are the light of the world, meaning us. I think that love is people performing Christ-like acts and Christ-like thinking. And it's witnessed every day, multiple times, and all of us are capable of that.
So love is being the Christ essence that we are. We be that love every day, and we do from that place of love. And we're going to pause there because that is the core of the message. And you've all given the message, right? Love is so many different things. And love is here and love is everywhere. And love doesn't always look like love when it comes like nagging. But sometimes that's love too. So love is seeing the love that's here in me first. Speak that for yourself. Love is seeing that love in me, choosing to be the love that I am. I am love. I am spirit expressing as me. Seeing it, being it, and choosing to act from that place. Because we could choose to act differently. But when our actions come up from that core love that we are, they're likely very different actions than when we forget that. Okay? See love, be love, act from love. And then step two, which is sometimes harder. See other as love. See other as the I am that they are doing their best to be. And see in others' actions love, which might not look like love to you. Which might not look like love at all, but it might be the best they can do in the moment. And there's that. And there is the fact that love does look different, right? How many of you have heard of the old book, The Five Languages of Love? You know? And some people, love is, and I hear love as words of affirmation. I love you. I care about you. For some, it's acts of service. Others receive love when it's in gift form. Quality time, that's mine. Man, spend time with me. And you've shown me that you care. And the fifth one is physical touch. Now, it's possible that people are showing their love to you in a way that you can't receive it or haven't been able to receive it. But it doesn't make the love less present. So the suggestion to see other as love, and see the love at the core of their being, and see that they are acting from love, is to try and relate to love as they might see it. I needed that lesson in the holiday season, big time over the years. And I'm going to just take you through a few of the ways that I have been in the holiday season, which haven't always been pretty. Because I don't like to shop. So all of a sudden, crap, I have to think about what to get people. I have to get out into the stores where there are crowds that I really don't want to be with. And when it comes to family that I don't see very often, I don't even know what you like anymore and what I'm supposed to get you a gift. And you get all the I'm supposed to and I should and all that. And, yeah. Life is full and the holiday season comes and there's more and more and more and more things on the to-do list, right? Christmas cards and baking and visiting and Christmas parties and. For me, it didn't take but Thanksgiving to be over until I could go into a pit of depression, just visioning what was ahead. And I spent many years really battling depression in the holiday season because of many reasons. What I did notice, though, is that the stress, the dislike of the activities, all of that stuff comes when I forget the reason for the season. Love. You know, it became a to-do list, a bunch of tasks, rather than finding ways to be and show love. So, it was about... Let's see, my pages are mixed up. It was about 2002 when I really did notice love absent in the Christmas season. And I was already here, so some of you knew me in 2002. beginning my journey as Unity student. Okay? And lots of judgment around how my family celebrates Christmas and who they are and what was going to be happening, the gift giving and the picture taking and all that stuff. And I was still afraid of being who I was becoming here, what I was learning about essence and presence. And I just didn't want to do Christmas, period. Get me out of here. And I found in my writings a poem that showed up in 2002. And I want to share it with you and listen for being, seeing, being, and acting from love in this poem, okay? As me, as my family. And the poem is called, What Will I Give You This Christmas? I searched my mind and thought real hard of presents that I'd give you, and nothing spoke directly. Nothing screamed, it's me, I'll do. I tried the shopping frenzy, I read the ads and checked the sales, and still I came up empty, knowing stores would surely fail. And so I stopped to wonder why, with retail options plenty, nothing was the perfect gift for my dear loving family. Ah, that was it, my heart replied. The gift that was to suit you must be created in the love that every day does fill you. And then I listed all the ways you shared what's in your heart. Homemade cards and salsa. Photographs were just a start. And then the royal feast, creations tasty and so vast. I saw that you had filled each one with love so sure to last. Until we meet again, maybe not for months to come, for each of you is busy being love in your hometown. So back unto the task at hand, to find a way to say thank you for the love you are today and every day. And then I knew my gift must speak directly to your soul. And I know only one way. It's the music that I mold within my heart and soul, which asks that you now look inside and find the hidden splendor that you are this Christmas time. Yes, you are a treasure. You are love and you are light. You are the gift of Christmas. I see it as your life. So please receive the gift you are, so holy and so rare, the blessing you give others, as yourself you freely share. And yes, 2002 was the year I created a CD of the music I've written and dared to share it with my family. Now, another big challenge for me around the holidays, and maybe some of you have experienced this, maybe not, is Christmas, growing up Catholic, had a meaning to it, right? And we celebrated Jesus' birth and all of that means. And my growing, evolving spirituality and shifting to awakening the Christ child within, I found it difficult. I found it difficult to be with the holy days that I was raised with. Over time, there was a period where they lost all meaning as I was growing new meaning. I didn't know how to do Christmas, period. And so once again, I went to the only way I know to understand things. And from Christmas is meaningless, I wrote a song. Surprise, surprise. Bigger surprise. While the song has two titles, the first title is, get this, Christmas is meaningless, get me out of here now, okay? Let it be Christmas, every day. And the other title is, Let It Be Christmas Love, You Know. So sit back, and I will share this one. Blessed are we by those who lived so many years ago, who listened to their heart and heard God's love they all need to know. They wrote down God's message clear in scripture and in song, and celebrated love each year when Christmas came along. Steeped in rich tradition, this most blessed holiday, trees with lights and sing-alongs, reminders on our way. And somewhere in the midst we find a meaning all our own. We know the truth, it's in our hearts. From love, traditions grow, and let it be Christmas every day. Let it be Christmas in every way. Let it be Christmas in our hearts today. Let it be Christmas love that shows. Let it be Christmas love that glows. And let it be Christmas love, you know. Christmas, not a day, a week, nor season of the year. Christmas is the love within our heart which stays all fear. Christmas is the gift of knowing all are one this day. Christmas in our heart shines bright and guides us on our way. So sing the carols, everyone. Let Christmas spirit ring. Feel the love within your heart for every living thing. 'Tis the season you recall for happiness and glee. So celebrate with one and all the truth that sets you free. And let it be Christmas every day. Let it be Christmas in every way. Let it be Christmas in your heart today. Let it be Christmas love that shows. Let it be Christmas love that glows. Let it be Christmas love. Let it be Christmas. You know, every day, Christmas can live in our hearts. The love that you all spoke about, and how love shows up in you as you in others. Every day, love can be the answer. And when we forget, we come back to seeing love in me, to choosing to be the love I am, to choosing to act from that love. And it's from there that we see that love in others. always. So, as part of our meditation this morning, we're going to have an experience and practice seeing love in others. I have a wondering if the music team has staff, pens and cards and hearts. Thank you. So grab up your cards and a pen, and you probably will only need one of those cards. And as you look at those folded note cards, imagine they're one of those kind of folded things that when you fold it back up and you seal it with the heart, that's what it's becoming. So, I am going to ask each and every one of you to write a love letter this morning. And the extra card, and there's more in the back, would be for other love letters you might choose to write in the time ahead. And I will explain more, but at the end of our writing, I will go directly into our next song, which is a call and response, Behold the Opportunity I Am. So you have that in your bulletin, just so you know that's where we're headed. When I start singing, there's always more time to write more love letters, okay? So if for some reason you're not finished, you can continue later. And when we sing, when you are ready, please stand and join us. Here's a love letter I will ask you to consider writing, okay? And almost everyone in the room knows one person in common. And there's a few beautiful visitors here that may not have ever met Reverend April. But if you find it in your heart, my request is that your love letter be to April this morning, and I will deliver them later. And if you choose to write to someone else, wonderful. Someone you love, yourself, someone you're challenged to love, and maybe those are letters you write later. So, I'd like you to get set for meditation. And do you think you need the overhead lights to write, or can we turn them down? Turn them down, please. Okay, so before you write, let's center ourselves in love. So feet flat on the floor. I won't ask you to clear your laps because I've got you with pen and cards in hand. But for the time being, please close your eyes. Take in a deep, deep breath, as if it was coming in through the top of your head and flowing out through your feet. It's a stream of light. It's a stream of the I am universal, unconditional love of spirit, which connects us all, which binds us together, which lives in our hearts. So breathe in that love. Begin to see and to be with the love that you know yourself to be. You are this love. You are unconditional loving spirit essence at your core. This is you. This is the truth. Begin now to widen that vision. Feel the energy in this room as each person is embracing the love that they are. Each of us celebrating. Each of us with that love light shining from our hearts into this space. Connect with love in all its forms right here and right now. And now widen that circle even a bit more as we prepare to act from this sacred, loving energy. As love, begin to see in your mind's eye the soul essence that shows up Sunday after Sunday as April, or as the person you are holding. See that essence of God's love, pure love. Notice how that expression of love nurtures you, touches you, impacts you. How does their being love, how does April's being love touch you? Imagine the love in this room surrounding the love that she is. And it is from this deep, deep, connected well of love that as you are ready, please write a short love letter. Consider, I see you as love when, or I appreciate you being love when. You reflect Spirit's love to me when you let love write this letter. Love that is here right now in this space, the power of love, the energy of love is always with us as we acknowledge it. Every day throughout the holiday season and into our lives beyond, moment after moment. Consider that there could be members of your family, your work group, perhaps friends where you struggle to see the love that they are. As you notice those struggles, come back to the love that you are. Remember the love that you feel now and bring that forward to see love in others. One of us, everyone on this planet is pure gift. Each of us is an opportunity to love, to be compassionate, to be light, to be the mirror of truth for another. So my wish for you this holiday season is to be who you are. Be the love that you are. Gently finish your letters, seal them with a heart, and when you're ready, stand and join them, and behold the opportunity.
My gift is compassion. behold the truth. Behold the truth. I am.
Behold the gift, behold the gift.